It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Running dad pushes five kids in a stroller, but what was he running from?
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane, and Zero Res. Kev?
Well, hello, everybody, and thank you so much for the sponsorship of the news to Zero Res. Who was the other one?
Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Nom Nom, thank you. Oh, I love a good snack from Nom Nom. If you ran into a gas station right now, what would you get? What are you feeling this morning?
Some sort of Slim Jim, extra long.
Oh, really? Okay. You take the meat, huh?
Yep.
I was thinking you were going to say a bag of chips, Jay, because I do know you love your chips.
Can't get started down that road, Kevin. I'll eat them all.
But the great thing about the gas station chips is it's usually the smaller bag.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you look at the big bag that's in there and you go, I can't do it.
Yeah, I it's can't. $8. No, it's,
I don't need to get the $8 bag, do I?
Right.
Because I'm going to eat all of it no matter what bag it is.
Well, you buy it because you're driving. I mean, that's the whole point. You're like, oh, cool.
They're
I'll
just gone.
Yeah.
So, like a Slim Jim.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Some sort of beef stick.
Yeah.
Do you like the teriyaki ones?
Sure.
Okay. Steve, what would you, if you had to run into the gas station right now and buy a snack, what would you buy?
It's a toss-up between Original Pringles or Starburst.
Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Starburst originals. Do you like the Starburst minis in the bag? How do you?
The originals, but I only eat the reds and the pinks.
My gosh, you are very
Excuse
low
me,
maintenance.
The reds and the pinks.
Yeah, I don't really like the orange or yellow ones.
Okay. Wow.
Putting that on the
See,
pole.
I'm so bad at stuff like that. I don't even know the flavors of them. I just like them all.
That's fair. I get so angry when you get those. You know how they have those like big bags and they do two in a pack then in the bag? So you could get like two yellows or two oranges or an orange.
Oh, yeah,
and
right.
Oh, that makes me mad.
So you only eat the which ones?
The red and the pink ones.
Red and pink. And what are those flavors? Red is probably cherry.
Cherry and lemonade?
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Man, Steve, that's interesting. I like all
Steve's concert writer would be insane.
Yeah,
oh,
sorry.
It would be. So you probably don't like the whatever they're called, the Starburst. What is the bag of them? You know what I'm talking about? Is it just Starburst minis? Where it's the bag and they're unwrapped and there's just little pieces of Starburst candy?
Oh, is that a thing?
Oh my gosh, yeah, it's a thing. It's the greatest thing they ever did.
Doubtful.
Because
they are called Starburst Minis, Kevin, and I do think that a lot of people, the reason they did that is because a lot of people would just open up the Starburst and just throw them in. You wouldn't even be done with the one, and you put the next one in, and then you put the next one in.
Right.
So the flavors
Absolutely.
Didn't matter. It was just the chewing and the flavorfulness of it and the sugar.
That's the way I like it.
Yeah, so your flavors would mix together, where Steve's a very much of the, he's the guy who eats popcorn one kernel at a time, I'm imagining.
Yeah.
You know? Takes him like an hour to get through a bag because he's just like, there's one.
Well,
yes.
And I have to, if I've got a, man, if I'm eating Starburst, I'm going to take the time to like unwrap five or so at a time.
And then just handful.
So then I can just keep eating them because there's nothing worse than eating one and realizing I want a second one, but I don't have it open.
Well, that's why they did the minis. You're right, because, you know, it was one of those deals where sometimes you just can't get the Starburst packet open and you're like, it's like trying to crack a nut sometimes and you can't crack it and you
That's
just throw
right.
the whole nut in the trash.
Yeah, it's like, why did they start selling all of these, what do they call it? Like nutted, what are they?
Nut free or shell free, like without the shells?
Yeah, what is that called?
Like, shellless? No, shell, deshelled, unshelled.
Pistachios? Like they're, what are they?
Easy to eat?
Naked? Naked pistachios?
I think that's wrong.
That actually might be right.
I'm naked? I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I buy them all the time. I should know the name of it, and I don't, and I apologize. Now this, let's talk food. Well, we just were, but let's talk McDonald's.
Continue.
Because we need to clear something up.
Okay.
We need to clear it up here. According to a McDonald's top executive under the name of Ronald McDonald, Joe Erlinger is the president of McDonald's USA.
Okay.
Bet you he has a nice house.
You think, huh?
Have you seen the thing going around the internet about the McDonald's prices?
I don't think so.
Okay. So it's like this goofy thing where somebody put this out, and then, of course, they make a chart of it.
Right.
And it just spreads like wildfire on the internet where it's like, oh, look at this, a McDonald's meal, an $18 Big Mac meal, which is like a 200-and-some% increase. It's over 100% increase since 2019. And like,
I did I saw a chart with the 2019 comparisons of a lot of things, yeah, and McDonald's was on there.
Yeah, and so a lot of the, and they're like, okay, hold on. This is, again, Ronald McDonald through his talking head, Joe.
Interpreter?
Yeah. Like, what do they call those guys?
Spokesperson, probably.
Spokesperson, right. He's like, I mean, he says he's the president of McDonald's, but we all know Ronald is. So he said,
correct.
Yeah, it worries me.
Oh.
And many of our franchisees,
right,
when we hear about an $18 Big Mac meal being sold, it was being sold at one store in Connecticut.
Okay.
Because individual owners, and I did not know this, individual franchisees can set some prices.
Oh, okay.
And so that is what happened in that situation. He's like, that is not the average. The actual truth of the McDonald's Big Mac is up 21%. From 2019, which is kind of in place with inflation and everything.
All the rest
else.
Of it.
So they did a big thing, and they said that, you know, McDonald's is certainly fighting the battle that everybody in fast food is right now, which is it kind of has almost become more of a luxury for people because it's not easy to keep it cheap. But they said McDonald's is planning to launch a limited time $5 meal promotion.
Yeah.
In an effort to attract budget-conscious consumers and take on rivals like Burger King and Wendy's that offer similar deals.
Yeah, I think that came out, Kev, when you were on vacation, that they were going to do the $5 thing for like 1 month or something like that. And, you know, because obviously, again, you're trying to compete with the other, you know, the Biggie Bag and all the rest.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it is funny how these reports come out, and once it's on the internet, then it's true, right? Like,
of course.
They just pass it around.
Facts
but McDonald's is just like, and Ronald has made this clear. If you don't know what you're talking about, shut up or you're going to get a clown shoe in your mouth.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Have you ever said that phrase, Kevin? Have a good rest of your anything, morning, afternoon, evening.
Kevin James.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I have, yeah, but I don't know why.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kev, final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley and the Colville Rodeo.
You know, I hope this segment has become enjoyable to people because I always like reading this stuff. And then I'm like, you know, we just need to find a way to work it in. What if it was 1889? May 30th, 1889. What do you think you'd be doing? I know what I'd be doing.
What would you be doing?
Oh, I guarantee you I'd be plowing a field.
Hmm. Oh.
I'd be, just getting the crops ready. What do you think you would have been doing in 1889? Steve?
Telling you, hey, you're doing a great job plowing that field, Kevin.
Okay, very good. You would be my boss. That makes sense.
Yeah.
1889, Jay, what do you think you would have been doing?
Probably milking.
Milking. Oh, that's a good one. I think about the show now that I'm, you know, 1883. That was the great show with
the TV
Tim McGraw
show
and Faith Hill. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, what a program that was.
Program.
You know, and that's when everyone was moving out west.
They're moving on up, Kevin.
They were trying to get across the country. And what a time. Mm-hmm. But it was 1889 on this day that the bra was invented, or the brassiere, as appropriately called. Mm-hmm. which I would imagine the reason I think about that now. Yeah, you know why it got invented?
No, tell us.
Oh, I'm gonna. Imagine being on a wagon from, you know, out east, coming all the way out west.
You think he's done or no?
It feels like it.
Didn't they have a corset?
Yeah, they did. But I mean, you probably realized, like, good Lord, this corset's hot.
Uncomfortable, yeah.
Could we maybe get a brassiere?
Sure, just uncomfy. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, they already had a name for it. Okay.
Well, I don't know. They called it a brassiere. Okay. I don't even know where it came from, but
mm-hmm.
was enough.
Okay.
Now, I'll move. Do we want to go move backwards in time or forwards?
No, always forward.
Okay. Let's move forward then to 1967. That is when Robert Evil Knievel, he did a motorcycle jump over 16 automobiles, setting a world record, setting the world on fire, setting his career on fire, where everybody just thought, this guy's the greatest.
Yeah.
You know, Evil Knievel toys, Evil Knievel lunchbox.
And I had one, yeah.
All of it. Mm-hmm. He was so popular. He was here one time. Remember that story?
Oh, boy.
Was he really? Oh, that's
he
cool.
Ended up, yeah, he ended up winning a lawsuit here in Spokane.
The old Ridpath, correct?
Yep, at the old Ridpath Hotel where he was, listen to this, Steve. Evil Knievel was in the hotel staying here, and he was had a lady over.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh,
I don't remember this whole story, so I'm going to have to go with your memory on this.
Yeah. He had a lady over at his hotel room.
Right.
That's trouble, Jay.
And they were visiting or whatever it is they do. And this lady's
my guess
boyfriend,
is discussing the beginning of the brassiere, as you would say.
Could have been. This lady's boyfriend came to the hotel, somehow got a key to the room from the front desk. This is why there was a lawsuit.
Yeah.
And he then went upstairs, went into the room, found Evil Knievel and his girlfriend.
Talking.
Yeah. And he then started beating up Evil Knievel.
Yeah. They think a fight ensued. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He beat him up pretty good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Isn't there, I mean, you can't just like give keys to random people.
No, that's
no,
against
sure
policy,
can't.
I think,
sure
for most
can't.
Hotels, even back then, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that wasn't in the 60s that happened.
No,
that
it wasn't.
Much later.
You know what? I feel like it was maybe in the 90s. I can't remember.
Sure,
the
let's
whole
say
story.
It was. I mean, at this point, why do facts matter?
And I screwed up. I went 1 year too far because we are going to go back in time. 1966, Dolly Parton married Carl Dean.
Oh, wow.
They're still married to this
they
day,
sure
correct?
Sure are, yeah.
That's, goodness gracious. That's a one more thing that makes Dolly Parton awesome, by the way. Is that all those years being so famous and whatever, to stay with the same guy. I just
and
think it's
he's
awesome.
Pretty awesome, too, obviously.
Yeah. That is a great love story. You like to hear those.
And we know nothing, basically, about him, or hardly anything. You know, he doesn't care about the limelight.
You know his name, and that's about it.
That's right.
And finally today, in 1999, if you were, May 30th, 1999, you could have seen it in New Jersey. Lenny Kravitz, he's quite the singer, isn't he? Got those long dreads going on. He had to walk off stage after 40 minutes, and then he collapsed as he was walking off stage from heat exhaustion. It was very hot, and he had been performing in a fur coat.
It's a poor decision. just going is. Forward, anybody who's thinking about that.
Yeah,
hey, man, I just won tickets to Watershed in August. I'm going to probably wear my fur coat full length.
And I'm sure he looked cool in it.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
But it's not worth it, Lenny.
Words to live by. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know, and I'm going to have to give a shout out to my mom.
Well, every day would be good, yeah. I'd like to shout out my mom.
Kevin James.
Sure, why not?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
By the way, they just updated the forecast. I was just going to let you guys know that, you know, we got about 5 days of kind of like, not very end of May, start of June-ish kind of weather. But then Summer Seekers, good news, about a week from today. Actually, next Wednesday, we start kicking it into summer gear, so...
Ooh, summer gear.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be 80s by this time next week.
Oh, really? That high?
Yep. So
I mean,
you know,
it's got to happen at some point. They have said this a time or two, and it's kind of...
Yeah, we have not had 100% accuracy, I would say.
Yeah, but you know what? It's going to happen, so I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say 80s by next week?
Yeah, it needs to happen.
Well, all right. You heard it
school
here first.
School will be out soon.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Kevin said school will be out soon, and I'm going to answer back now for teachers. Not soon enough.
Huh.
Hello, yeah. Lance.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Beat the
nice
show. Brought
day
to
out.
You.
I can't complain.
Oh, very good. I like to hear it. Beat the show. Brought to you by Dutch Bros. We're playing for Dutch Bros today. $15 to Dutch Bros. And what was our category again, Steve?
Idina Menzel.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Yep, Adele Dazeem. We got it's her birthday today. So, congratulations.
Winona Judd's birthday today, too.
Oh, that would have been good.
oh, man.
I just wanted to pass that on.
Thank you, Kevin. Lance, who would you like to challenge in your trivia contest today, me or Kevin?
I'll go with Kevin.
All right. Kevin's a little under the weather, so then, you know, it might be, challenge accepted, it sounded like. Kevin, I'll give me about 75 seconds.
This medicine they gave me yesterday, Jay, I feel like it's really helping, but... I couldn't remember which one they said to take with food.
Uh-huh.
And which one they said, I remember the one that they said, don't take it within 2 hours of this other medication.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. But the one I took earlier was the one I was supposed to take with food. And boy, it is, I'm not feeling great.
Okay, Joe. We'll get back to us in a minute. And in the meantime, let's go ahead. 60 seconds pass if you get stuck, Lance, again. What is the category again?
Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel. And here we go.
All right, here we go. Idina Menzel was Elsa in what Disney movie?
Oh.
Frozen.
Who famously introduced Idina as the wickedly talented, the one and only Adele Dazeem? Which you just heard.
Pass.
Idina played Elphaba in the musical Wicked. Name one of the stars of the upcoming Wicked movies.
Oh.
Oh, God. Pass.
Idina contributed to the soundtrack of Desperate Housewives, which featured Felicity Huffman, who was involved in what major scandal?
Oh, yeah.
I have no clue.
Idina sang the Star Spangled Banner in Super Bowl 49. Name one of the teams in that game.
49. Chiefs?
Idina was on an episode of Celebrity IOU on HGTV. Do you know what HGTV stands for?
Home Garden Television.
Idina often performs.
I give it to him.
Okay. Idina often performs barefoot in concert like American Idol's Emmy Russell did. Who is Emmy's grandmother?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. We'll see how Kevin does here. Hopefully he'll be. Maybe I'll scream. Kevin! Maybe he said. Sometimes you can hear it through the headphones laying on the counter. We'll see if he was able to figure that out.
Yeah.
Probably taking pills or something.
Or eating something.
Oh, hi, Kevin.
I'm back. Hello.
Good to see you, bud.
Sorry there. I didn't set a timer.
No one expected you to.
But I figured it's always better to be late on that than come back
early. That's correct. That is absolutely right. Well done. Yep. All right, Kevin, here we go. Good luck. 7 questions, 60 seconds. Let's do this.
Idina Menzel was Elsa in what Disney movie?
Seriously? I'm going to pass and come back to it.
Okay. Who famously introduced Idina as the wickedly talented one?
John Travolta.
Idina played Elphaba in the musical Wicked. Name one of the stars of the upcoming Wicked movies.
Ooh.
Not so funny now, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Pass on that one.
Adina contributed to the soundtrack of Desperate Housewives, which featured Felicity Huffman, who was involved in what major scandal?
Oh, she was part of the college admission scandal.
Oh.
Adina sang the Star Spangled Banner at Super Bowl 49. Name one of the teams in that game.
Chiefs and Eagles?
Adina was on an episode of Celebrity IOU on HGTV. What does HGTV stand for?
Home and Garden.
Adina... TV. What? Oh, okay.
TV, sorry, yeah.
Adina often performs barefoot in concert like American Idol's Emmy Russell did. Who's Emmy's grandmother?
Loretta Lynn.
All right. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if passing on the first one was actually going to cost Kevin or not. Let's find out together.
It might.
Yeah.
Adina Menzel was Elsa in what Disney movie?
Lance got the point. Frozen was correct. Kevin couldn't come up with it. Passed.
God, I couldn't remember if it was Frozen or Frozen 2.
Man.
Sometimes.
This guy.
Who famously introduced Adina as the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem?
Yeah, I mean.
Her song, Let It Go, from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Oh, good old Adele Dazeem. John Travolta was right, Kevin, with the point there. Lance got a pass.
Oh.
Adina played Elphaba in the musical Wicked. Name one of the stars of the upcoming movies.
It passes for everybody, I think, on that one, yeah.
I have Glenn Close on my mind, but that's not right, is it?
I don't think so.
Is Ariel Grande in that?
Yeah.
It's or Ariel.
What? Huh?
Ariana?
Yeah.
Ariana?
Ariana.
You almost changed her to a mermaid, which she would be an unbelievable
mermaid.
She would
be a great mermaid, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That is true. Yeah, it's her and then Cynthia Erivo.
Right, yeah, duh.
But Ariana Grande was probably the person. Yeah. Adina contributed to the soundtrack of Desperate Housewives, which featured Felicity Huffman, who was involved in what major scandal?
Yeah, Kevin got that one with the college admission scandal. Lance got the pass on that. Kevin's up 2-1.
Adina sang the Star Spangled Banner at Super Bowl 49. Name one of the teams in that game.
Lance said the Chiefs. Kevin did not follow directions. He said the Chiefs and Eagles.
Yeah.
He said name one team.
That was the Seahawks and Patriots.
Kevin,
you know
Seahawks?
What? Honest to God, I thought that when you first said it. And then I was like, no, 49 is just a couple years ago. No, it's not.
No.
It's a lot more than a couple years
ago. It's like 10 or something, isn't it?
It's been a minute. Yeah. But I mean, those guesses were pretty good, though.
Well, yeah, you just guess. I was just thinking recent.
Yeah.
Because why was she singing it that many years ago?
Probably
popular because she was popular.
Yeah,
she was.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Wait, the Seahawks haven't played in a Super Bowl since 2014.
Yeah, Frozen came out in 2013, so now you know why she was.
No, it did not.
Yeah. I mean, are we going to argue or are we just going to go with facts?
Oh my God, Jay! Yeah, see, I just think of that being.
Thank you, Lance.
No, Jay. That is one. Frozen to me seems like, you know, it's been around for like 5 years.
Yeah, well, hey, man, time flies.
Add 10 to it.
You broke your own rule.
Gosh.
Okay, next question.
Thank you, Steve.
Adina was on an episode of Celebrity IOU on HGTV. What does HGTV stand for?
Yeah, points for everybody. Home and Garden. Come on, let's go.
Adina often performs barefoot in concert like American Idol's Emmy Russell did. Who is Emmy's grandmother?
Yeah, Kevin got the Loretta Lynn, and Lance couldn't come up with it. So Kevin's going to get the win today. Congratulations on that, Kevin. Well done.
Thank you.
Lance, I'm going to have you pick a number. Then you can try to be that number if you would like, and you can get back through and win the Dutch Bros. What number would you like to be?
I'll do 6.
6? Okay. All right. Sounds good, buddy. Hey, man, thanks for playing. We appreciate it, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too, man. 509-441-0999. Caller number 6. Enjoying when Kevin screamed, no way, when I told him what you're Frozen. There's no possible way.
And of course it makes sense because, you know, Frozen 2... I guess maybe I was thinking more of Frozen 2.
Okay.
Because I'm like, wow, that just happened a few years ago.
2019.
Because I went to the theater, you know, with the ex-girlfriend and her children.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Right. I know, and that's the part that was weird. And then you go, oh, okay, so 5 years before that was
right,
the first
yeah,
one.
That, yeah.
Yeah, it just seems like she wasn't famous. But here's what I'm saying. Frozen... Seems like it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
It still seems current.
Yeah.
the Seahawks in a Super Bowl seems so long ago.
That's probably true. You know what you need to do? Let it go.
Thank you.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Actually have it done this year.
Congratulations.
Nice. I paid someone to do it.
Yeah, well done. Yeah.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Hey, it works though. That's awesome.
Kevin James.
Yeah, I mean, I still had to pay money, but it is awesome.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Why do the weather guys always laugh? Like, oh man, it's going to be cold out there this morning. It's going to be some frost.
Oh, you think this is funny?
I mean, yeah, Matt Gray did the same thing. Peterson always does it too. It's like, oh man, that's hilarious. Thanks.
I think it's just that laugh of disbelief, right?
It's got to be. I mean, it's like,
hey, I'm a human. I don't like this either.
Yeah. Make them more likable, I guess. Yeah.
I like the laugh. You don't like the laugh?
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Let's play a game.
Mm-hmm.
I just, it's unbelievable. We need to just, Jay, say something negative about a person and see what happens.
I really don't like their attitude. They're always...
No, I need an actual person.
An actual person?
Yep, say something about an actual person that like we know or whatever. And see what Steve does.
I don't know anything negative about any people. You try it.
Okay. This will not be that hard for me.
Huh.
I can't wait for Steve Hawk's hair to grow out more.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking better, but I still don't think it's the best.
What do you think, Steve?
I don't think it ever looked bad.
Yeah, it's impossible, Kevin.
It doesn't matter what you do, at anything you say about somebody. Steve will, I don't even know if he believes it.
Yeah.
He will always say, well, you know, it could be this.
It's really not that
could
bad.
Be that. Just play devil's advocate.
He will also always say something positive. He'll say something that he likes about it, which is kind of cool, actually.
It is kind of cool, but it's also kind of not
don't believe it.
True. Like, man, like sometimes you just, this is going to cause you.
I like Steve Hawk's hair.
So. I know, it was a bad example.
Well, I'll tell you,
love Steve Hawk's
hair. Example that made me really realize that the other day, Steve, is that we said something about a boss that we used to have who was really not that great of a human, and you defended that person, and we were like, well, first of all, you don't know that person.
You don't know him.
But you're like, well, maybe he liked this part of it. We're like, nope, no defending.
Oh,
this was a bad guy.
That was because Emma and Emily...
That was close. Part of that story, yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they are close. Is that wrong? They are very close.
Is it wrong that you shouldn't know the one and only child that your coworker has had for like 3 years?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I still think he's probably a very bad person.
Yeah.
Not very bad, but bad.
You couldn't even say it.
You can't do it. You cannot do it. Which is okay, but Steve, I'm going to tell you right now.
Well, very bad. That's extreme, you know?
Well,
because I love you, bud.
That's awesome, man.
This is something I used to do a little form of this as well, and I've gotten better at it. Because, like,
as your hatred for people has increased, or what?
I think so, maybe. Mm-hmm. No, I think just I've learned that it's not the best thing to do.
Uh-huh.
I used to do the thing where if somebody... Let's say someone you're in a relationship with, Steve.
Okay.
Maybe this will happen sometime soon. And they tell you a story about, okay, so such and such at work today was like, she was out of control. She was just being like so difficult with this and with that, with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What they really want you to say is, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous, you
right,
know, or whatever.
Yeah.
They don't want you to go, well, maybe she was thinking...
Right.
This.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And then they're going to be like, no, she wasn't thinking that. She was thinking that. I'm like, I know. I know. Oh, yeah, you're probably right. I mean, I was just saying, though.
Yeah, but what if she was thinking that?
Oh, man.
Who cares?
Yeah.
That's what I've realized,
yeah,
Steve. After a while,
point,
you
Gavin.
Just, man, it was the thing
just
I
degree.
Used to do where I always would, you know, because I don't know if I'm trying to solve the problem
yes,
or what
are.
I was trying to do. Like, because...
No, man, I can
think
agree. I
you're
agree.
Telling me that because you want my opinion to try to help you walk through this. No, you're telling me that because you just want someone to tell you, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they suck.
That's true, actually. I don't need an answer. I don't need a solution. Yeah. I need an ear.
I need you to validate my feelings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's right.
I'm all about validation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay. All right.
No, you can't.
You don't think I can?
He can validate, but he just doesn't. He doesn't. I don't know. Can you validate without piling on, or does it always feel like piling on if you're validating somebody's negative thoughts of other people? See what I'm saying? I don't know if you have that ability. I'm like, man, that person is terrible. They're a terrible person. And you're like, would you be able to say, I agree, they probably are a terrible person. Could you say that, Steve?
Yes, because I am a great actor.
Tell me another joke.
Oh, my gosh. There's somebody in this town that a lot of people have said bad things about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we have kind of been like, yeah, it's not the best. Not the best person. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And Steve, who doesn't know, always has been like, nah, I just can't believe it. And I'm like, well, he goes, but I keep hearing it from so many people. And I'm like, well, Steve, then maybe just believe it.
Yeah, it could be true. Yeah. He's just a positive thinker. It's not a terrible habit. It's not a bad trait. It's a great trait, actually.
No, it's not. See, and that's, I mean, Jay, that's the way I kind of thought, too. But
it has to have some gray area.
It just comes across, as they say, that it feels like you want to argue.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, I wasn't trying to argue. I was just trying to help. Mm. But careful, Steve. It's a dangerous line.
Slippery slope.
Yeah. No, it has bitten me before, so.
Yeah.
But I can't help it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, I'd rather have somebody that's overly positive than overly negative.
I can be overly negative.
Oh, see, now we're arguing again.